Prepare yourself
for a talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is July 1st, 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, roughly. We're going to have open phones as well at 877-590-5525. Or if you're listening to where this broadcast originates from, off our mothership home station, KLBJ 590, 836-0590. I want to thank all the AM&FM affiliates that do pick up the show. New stations turning us on every few weeks. In fact, quite a few inquiries just this week about picking up the show. As it grows, been doing it now for about, 6 months syndicated, and been in here almost a year total now doing this Sunday radio show from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, I guess 5 days a week, doing a syndicated radio show since 1998 is not enough for me weekdays. I am here on Sundays because so much happens over the weekend, and it is a news broadcast. It is a broadcast dedicated to exposing corruption and the powerful globalist forces attempting to really end the United States as we know it. And it's not just here in the U.S. They are setting up tyranny all over the planet. So, again, thank you for joining us, my friends. We will be going to your calls a little bit later in this hour. Obviously, we'll be talking about the new terror threat in the United Kingdom. We've got two failed firebombings, is how they could properly be termed. Don't want to give the scaremonger media, who's calling it a fiery holocaust, the proper term. They'd really love to fearmonger with that, but I guess the boys at the CIA haven't figured out yet that they can call this firebombings. But two failed firebombings, thanks to the bravery of the constabulary in and around London, and, of course, one successful attack, clearly an attack, up in Glasgow, Scotland, on an airport. We'll be going over that today, what's being termed as a fiery holocaust. No one died, but Fox News in particular, you would think that the sun had exploded and the earth was destroyed yesterday. But nevertheless, a image of a burning car certainly will get a lot of gas mileage towards butchering what's left of British national sovereignty. And we'll go into what's really behind all of this and the past history of government-sponsored terror. I think I will surprise some people by telling you that just looking at this, studying this the last 2 days, I tend to think this is actually real terrorism. I have to say that right now this is prop. Now, again, we're not sure about that. But I'd have to say I'm more than 50% sure. I'm leaning towards this being real, homegrown Muslim terrorist. But we will go over that today and discuss it. There is no doubt, though, that the government of the U.S. and the government of England, that is the private corporations owned by private banks that call themselves the government, are engaging in mass terror. That is terrorizing the public into basically convulsing in fear and begging to have their liberties and freedoms taken. So we'll break down the real definition of terrorism and who is really engaging in classical fear-mongering. We'll be going over that because we have international statistics and federal statistics, and depending on which ones you look at, you're between 300 and 50 and 600 times more likely to die in an automobile accident, depending on which country you live in. Here in the U.S., it's over 400, than to die by terrorist. You are over 200 times more likely to die by drowning. These are unnatural forms of death. But it doesn't matter. We don't see everyone running around hyperventilating in fear. I was driving around the governor's mansion Friday night, getting video shots for a film I'm making about, a section of the film, a few minutes is about Perry going to Bilderberg a few weeks ago, criminally violating the Logan Act, federal law, going to an international meeting to set policy with private interest. That is illegal unless you have presidential, State Department, or congressional letter and authorization to do so. And I'm just driving around twice. We're in a red Mustang convertible that one of my employees has. We're videotaping out the back. It's clear as day what we're doing. State police run out into the middle of the road. Thank God we saw this guy, because yeah, I could see it. It had been on the news. We were Al-Qaeda trying to who knew Alex Jones was Al-Qaeda and trying to fight our valiant state police. But the guy ran out in the middle of the street in front of us. We stopped, and then he asked for our papers. We showed it to him. But, of course, it was due to the Alex Jones, and then some Austin cops rushed up, and they looked, didn't even say anything to us. They just laughed and got back and drove off. But the height and security, deadly Al-Qaeda. We will go over that for you. I mean, it's much more cinematic to get some rolling shots of the governor's mansion than roll past with the Capitol in the background. And that, again, they must have thought our Sony video cameras were plutonium beams, or who knows, maybe kryptonite cannons. I don't know, some type of super laser weapon or something. You should be worried about the border. Only 2 miles of border fence has been built. New fence, and they get up on TV and claim they built thousands of miles of it. You ought to really worry about that, or the open northern border, really worried about all these terrorists. But again, they're not really worried. They just use that to fearmonger the police into setting up a police state. Oh, the cops are afraid. But again, that's all part of the brainwashing. So we'll go over that. Also, in the second hour, I want to get into chemtrails. NBC News did a report on chemtrails over California, and the broadcast basically said they were real. This is a very delicate subject. You got a lot of schizophrenics, a lot of crazy people who think that the moon is following them and the sun is following them, and that there are leprechauns basically in their clothes hamper in the bathroom, with red glowing eyes at 3 a.m. trying to eat them by way of their feet sticking out from under the covers. We've got people who think that any condensation trail is a nerve gas effluent to kill everyone. So they give everybody a bad name that actually looks at the fact of, until the mid-1990s, jet trails didn't form any lower than 20,000 feet. They did it normally in the winter, and they were only up there for a few minutes. I have seen trails at 5,000 feet. I have seen trails that are there 4 hours later. I've seen them form cloud banks. And something's going on with the atmosphere, and now the Pentagon, the federal government, and even government textbooks admit they've got some program, secret program going on, altering our climate. And we've got one of these government climatologists on tape basically admitting this. And I talked to the father of weather weapons, Ben Livingston, last year, after we talked to him at Broken Papers around the country, including the Associated Press, that they had just declassified, so he was willing to talk about it at that time. No one paid attention to the fact that it had been declassified until he went public about it, about weather weapons that are being employed around the world. The question is, are they being employed here? So I'll probably spend a segment on that and play a five-minute clip from NBC for purposes of comments. We can analyze that. That is coming up in the latter half of the next hour. I will spend some time on that. Also, in the next hour, I want to get into famous quotes of the New World Order. Now, there are so many thousands of these that I'm only going to read 10 or 15, depending on time allows. These are from published works of some of the most powerful people in the world saying that they're setting up a world government, saying that they want to take your liberties and freedoms, and saying they'll use terrorism to get it done. So this is pretty darn important, and we will go over this coming up in the next hour. I do want to break and then come back and get into the Scotland and London terror alert. What, just a month ago, the Fed said that looked for airports to be bombed, truck bombs, car bombs in the U.S. Then they busted some non-Al-Qaeda affiliated group that wanted to blow up JFK. Turned out that was a fraud. But we'll go over it. And then we will get into the attacks on free speech here in the country, on talk radio, cameras on street corners, everything. Big show lined up for you. A lot of important information. With this 4th of July coming up in just 3 days, we need to remember what made this country great. PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com are the website. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without precious metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. It is July 1st, 2007. We're live here on this Sunday edition. Okay. Now, I may be wrong about this, but I'm going to give the government the benefit of the doubt. And by that, there's different layers of government. But I'm going to give the government the benefit of the doubt. and say, okay, these are real Muslim terrorists that are attempting to set off basically firebombs, petrol bombs, gasoline-laden Mercedes and Jeep Cherokees. Two failed events, of course, on Friday in London, down in Piccadilly Circus, where I have stayed when I've been visiting England, know it well, and, of course, up at the airport in Glasgow, Scotland. But we know this, the response that we've seen, the unbelievable hand-wringing, I mean, they've called it a fiery apocalypse, thick black plumes of death, why the death toll could have been in the thousands, it's the end of freedom. We've got to have secret arrest and secret imprisonment and a new war on terror. This could change society forever. It's unbelievable. My God, no one's died. But there could be hundreds of new truck bomb and car bomb attacks. The reporters are freaking out on air, saying they're having flashbacks of Baghdad and explosives going off at the markets. I mean, it is clear that the media is trying to scare the daylights, the living daylights, out of everyone who was watching television. Now, Gordon Brown is a total New World Order globalist. Gordon Brown just came in as the new prime minister 2 days before these attacks took place, started on Friday. There was already talk of no confidence votes in the parliament, and Gordon Brown could be out of office in just a few months if he didn't reverse the occupation of Iraq and the unpopular war coming up on 5 years here in just a few months. And then magically, right on time, he said, look, terrorists are going to strike us. They're going to hit any minute. You haven't given me the new secret arrest, secret imprisonment powers I want. I have the BBC transcript here in front of me from just Wednesday. If you don't do this, the terrorists will strike. And the people said, no, we're tired of the millions of cameras, the checkpoints, the loss of liberty in this country. No, Gordon Brown. And boom, why, the terrorist attack, and they attacked Glasgow because that's where Gordon Brown's from, and they're testing him. The terrorists want to see if the British will now run like cowards. They want to see if the Scots will run like cowards. After the evil Muslim terrorist struck, will they give the terrorists what they want, or will they show that incredible British stiff upper lip we've always seen and have courage? It's like clockwork, and they get to bring out all the images of the 7/7 bombings again 2 years ago. You know, I went there right after the first bombings, and then they had the next stage bombings right after I left. And we've proven in my film Terror Storm, about 30 minutes of the two-hour film is on the London bombings, that it was a government attack. Absolute proof. You can watch Terror Storm for free on Google Video, or if you want to just Google Terror Storm, or if you want to get a high-quality DVD and support me, the filmmaker. I spent $100,000 making that film. I haven't made the money back yet, but my accountant says I might in the next 3 or 4 months. You can go to Prison Planet. TV, get a 15-cent-a-day membership and watch it in super high quality, a lot better than Google Video, there at PrisonPlanet.tv, or go to Infowars.com or Amazon.com and order a copy there off the site, the high-quality DVD. But, again, just for free, Google Video, if you'd like. I put it out for free because, folks, we just want people to find out that the government's staging terror. Now, people may say, well, then why are you saying that this isn't staged terror? Hundreds of different points go into this analysis, and again, I may be wrong. Many times I've given the government the benefit of the doubt because we know that there are real Muslim terrorists. There are real Muslims out there who do go on an Israeli bus in Tel Aviv and stab 14 people. There are real suicide bombers. There are real combatants that do go and engage in asymmetrical warfare. That's really what it is. It's warfare against civilian targets. And if you don't think Israel and the U.S. and England don't do that, then you got nothing coming too. Let's just be real about this. You know, when a 2,000-pound bomb drops into a place and kills 500 civilians, it's called collateral damage. When a Muslim does it up close, it's called the end of Earth. Give up all your rights. Oh, my God, we're so scared the boogeyman's going to get us. Now, the bottom line here is that there is really four different types of terrorism. Okay, there is the state-sponsored, purely state-sponsored events like 9/11, big, spectacular events like 9/11 that the official U.S. government plan to carry it out, Operation Northwoods talks about, big, spectacular events to cause a helpful wave of national indignation and to launch a new war, as Bezygna Brzezinski talks about, or as Dick Cheney talks about in the PNAC documents, needing that big Pearl Harbor-style attack to launch the New World Order and to re-kickstart the stalled program in 2000. They said, we don't have a big terror attack. We have Republican memos, too. If we don't have if we don't have big terror attacks, it's over. The people will not go along with expanding war in a world government. We've got to have them. Boom, they happen. Then you look at the evidence, it's an inside job. So you've got the big, spectacular events. Then you've got two different types of provocateur actions. You've got, well, there's even more types than that, but two basics. But you've got where the government goes out here in the U.S. and recruits literally mentally retarded black street children in Miami for a year and a half, gives them over $100,000. They found young, literally retarded black Rasta children, and they told them, you know, you're Christians, we want to bring you to this warehouse, give you machine guns, weapons, you're going to fight for Jesus. And they said, you get another $20,000 if you'll go videotape the FBI building and say that you're going to be part of a Crimson Jihad. And they gave them another $20,000, they went and videotaped it, and they literally were retarded. That later came out in the news. The only people, I mean, I could go out and provocateur homeless people for bottles of whiskey to say they were going to carry out attacks and then slap handcuffs on them. This is just more sophisticated. There's that type of provocateur action, but and we saw that last year up in Toronto, Canada, where they couldn't get the teenagers to shoot their mouths off, so the Royal Mounties just delivered thousands of pounds of fertilizer to the door and busted them. And then a few months later, that all came out in court, but by then you'd already heard the fear-mongering in front of the papers. You never read the retraction, which you can go pull up if you'd like. And we heard about riots and plots in London and how they were going to kill everybody, and there have literally been more than 20 of those different plots that turned out to be totally fake. When we get back, I'll tell you about the other type of provocateur actions and then real terror and why this is probably real terror. And then we'll talk about another form of real terror, using an event to fearmonger and terrorize the people psychologically. Then we'll take your calls and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones. My news websites, again, are jonesreport.com, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, infowars.net, prisonplanet.com. They've all got a lot of powerful news and info. We'll be right back.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle. The Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
All right, this is one of the pre-9/11 definitions of terrorism. This is from Webster's Dictionary. It's still one of the definitions up there. Under the Patriot Act, it's any action that attempts to influence public officials. No longer are they called servants. They're changing all the language. It's also in Section 802 of the Patriot Act. Terrorism is any misdemeanor. And now under the John Warren Defense Authorization Act, the enemy combatant designations, the Military Commissions Act, for any misdemeanor, you can be secretly arrested, secretly tortured, and secretly executed. That's all in the legislation. I challenge you to go read it now on the books. Now, Hitler could put it on the books that he was allowed to kill children if they had any type of birth defects, including being Jewish. They saw that as a birth defect, as something wrong with you, as a disease. Didn't mean it's so. And doesn't mean that just because our government said that blacks weren't humans, that that was a true law and that you had to put up with it. So, again, I'm not following any of your bull. I just hope you understand that right up front here. And don't worry, Bush will probably leave office and hand the powers over to Hillary. Then all the Democrats are going to love it. But this is one of the definitions of terrorism. This is one of the classic ones, one of the more accurate ones. This is the number one from a Webster dictionary, 1999. The use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. Two, the state of fear and submission produced by terrorism or terrorization. Three, a terroristic method of governing or of resisting a government. Random House Unabridged Dictionary has a similar quote. Similar definitions. So let me just explain some history of people. There were, and I actually looked this up. Last night, I didn't want to go off memory today, so I looked it up. And this is in the FBI's historical archives online. I also found a similar number at Wikipedia. One says 133, one says 137. Over 130 bombings from the mid-1960s to the late 1970s of the Symbionese Liberation Army, the Weathermen, and several other allied communist groups in the U.S. Now, these are real terror groups. They detonated a few car bombs, but mainly they like to mail packages to police departments in Chicago, New York, San Francisco, other areas. And it blinded scores of police, killed quite a few people. This was a real terror campaign. And because the government didn't want it to spread or to create fear, newspapers were encouraged, television was encouraged not to give it a lot of attention, and it was simply made to be minor footnotes. Because back when there was real terror, you don't give it attention. Okay? Because then that's what the terrorists want. All right? And then that causes the government to crack down on the public, setting up a police state, which then causes resistance, and the state is discredited, and the society falls apart. Now, if you want a society to fall apart, and you want to set up an old-fashioned dictatorship, states, the Russians, the Nazis, the Communist Chinese did this. It's one of their favorite tricks in different areas of Asia. They've been caught doing it a lot. You stage terror attacks, you stage massacres, you stage hotel bombings, school bombings, and you blame it on your political enemies and use that as an excuse to crack down and set up police state or martial law. And this has been done over and over and over again. It's mainstream news that the Philippine government just did it a few years ago and been doing it for 30 years. It's come out in Malaysia, now declassified, admitted since the 50s, right through the 90s they've been doing it. I mean, it's constant. And it's big, it's spectacular. And it's ongoing. And I've interviewed high-level MI5 British commandos. It's been in the BBC. It's been in the Times of London. It's been in hundreds of news articles. Hundreds. We have whole sections on PrisonPlanet.com, and I have two writers that live there. The editors and the webmasters live in England, folks. It's kind of a Anglophile centered site. I mean, it's mainly U.S. news, but it's disproportionately British news for their 65 million, 70 million population versus 300 million. I'd say 30-40% of the news at PrisonPlanet.com is British or European because they're over there. That's kind of the site we have that watches that. But I'm already digressing here. It is mainstream news in England now, quietly announced and admitted, that 75%+ of the bombings, the hundreds of bombings in Northern Ireland and in England, carried out by the IRA from 1980 until 2001, were carried directly out by British intelligence. The other 25%, in almost every case, were funded and supported by, I mean, the heads, it turned out, of IRA were British intelligence. They were commanding people. Now, there are a few cases of kneecappings, people being shot, crowds being shot at that were real IRA. But literally, the vast majority of the attacks, because every time they were voting for peace, voting to kick the Brits out of Northern Ireland, voting to have true Ireland sovereignty, boom, big old car bombs, people dying, mass shootings. Oh, the army's got to come in. Oh, we got to suspend your government. Oh, we got to run things. So you've got to understand that any time we see a terror attack in England, we go, let me see, the British literally wrote the book. In the last 200 years, they love doing this in India. Oh, we've got a terror attack, and then this helps the government. This helps their position. Let's go see if they're behind it. And most of the time, they are. 9 times out of 10, they either purely carry it out or were supporting it and provocateuring it. And those are the different types of terror. Purely state-sponsored. Then you've got provocateur, where they go find generally mentally retarded people, like the First World Trade Center attack. Cook the bomb, train the driver, give them the detonators, let them carry it out. Miami, Toronto. Or then you have the case where they just bust innocent people and just get the headlines and then a month later admit, okay, they weren't terrorists. We were just questioning them. Those are just purely made-up cases. And then you've got other provocateur actions where you've got the CIA, Shin Bet, Mossad, MI6. They've all been caught. This is Jerusalem Post, folks. This is AP. This is Reuters. Where they've been caught staging these events by funding a terror group that then funds a sub-terror group under them that literally believes they're really carrying out a real attack. But the funding, the command, and the control, everything came from the major Western powers. And then if even local police or FBI or Shin Bet try to stop it, or other Israeli commandos, our governments have actually gone in and killed them before to make sure the attacks go take place. Okay? I mean, so there's also shepherding. You'll have terrorists literally being shepherded by MI6, Mossad, FBI, CIA. And there's hundreds of, I mean, what, Jerusalem Post 3 weeks ago, headline, Shin Bet behind 1976 hijacking with Idi Amin. Well, of course, you go see The King of Scotland, The Last King of Scotland. Great film, very accurate about Idi Amin, horrible person, and admits that the Mossad put him in, the Mossad supported him, and in the movie, oh, he turns against him and does this hijacking. No, he did that deal with him. It's now declassified. That isn't me. That's the Jerusalem Post front page. There are hundreds of these. Type in. And the reason I say talk about Israel a lot, because that's where they've been caught a lot. Type in Israel caught staging fake terror. Israel caught creating fake al-Qaeda groups. Every time there's about to be a peace deal, Israel carries out an attack. Every time they want to invade the West Bank, they carry out an attack. Now, is that not saying there aren't real Muslim terrorists? No, but when Israel needs there to be an event, they can't always guarantee it. So, see, there's all these different types of staged events. Then there are purely true, real terror attacks. Again, it's idiots that can't get cars to blow up. It's tanks of gasoline. It's a woman stabbing, again, 14 people, a real case, on a Tel Aviv bus. Okay, that's real. Now, maybe Gordon Brown's gotten so sophisticated over there, and he's bad, man. This guy's as bad as they come. We've been talking about him the last few months. Now you know who he is. You see him on the news now. When we get back, we're going to go to your calls. The point is, I've made my point, and I got one more little caveat about this when we take your calls. And we got a bunch of other news, the attack on free speech, chemtrails. It's all coming up. Stay with me.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
We don't know the truth about what's happening in England right now. But we do know that the state is behaving in classical terrorist fashion. You don't have to just stage a terror attack or carry out a terror attack to be a terrorist. If somebody else has done something violent, you hype it to create fear and say, give me your liberties, give me your freedoms, let me raise the taxes. Don't worry about what I'm doing involved with corruption. Stop any investigations on me. Because the terrorist will get you. I mean, Dick Cheney has said that. You know, don't question me on any of the corruption charges or any of the problems or any of the no-bid contracts, or Al-Qaeda will nuke major cities. That is terrorism. Again, the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes, the state of fear and submission produced by terrorism or terrorization, the terroristic method of governing or of resisting a government. Random House Unabridged Dictionary. Creating fear. A climate of fear and saying, do what I say or the bad guys are going to get you. I mean, you can see them. Incredible fiery holocaust. It could have killed thousands. Thick, black, billowing smoke. I mean, it was just like everything they can do to terrorize you. And if I have to look at this and try to analyze and go off a hunch from 100-plus other cases and the MO, this is how this went down. These are going to be Pakistanis. They're going to be Wahhabi Shia. That's the group that Al-Qaeda comes from. And you notice out of the gate they're having to admit it's not, quote, Al-Qaeda. Because that would be command and control. These are individuals who, again, the West after World War II funded all these groups, made sure they got into power in the Middle East, Central Asia, quote, as a hedge against communism. More blowback. No, the Pentagon documents are now out. They actually knew that they would then become subversive and start attacking the West, and that would be a pretext to then move force in, as the P2OG plans, Associated Press broke in 2002, where the Pentagon says we're going to go in the Middle East, invade, and it's actually meant not to bring a stabilizing effect of democracy, but meant to escalate the crises. We're going to kill a lot of innocent people. Actually says this. Then they're going to become fighters against us, and that'll be the pretext to widen the war and securing profits for defense contractors. See how that works, folks? It's meant to, because if they didn't have real Muslim terrorists or a big crop of them before 9/11, well, after the invasions, they do. And then England, if they're telling us how the Muslims are going to kill us any minute, we got to give up all our rights, have cameras on every street corner. They're only using the anti-terror laws to abuse and control the general public while bringing in record numbers of Central Asians and Middle Easterners. Record numbers. Accelerating them in. And then while they fearmonger and say it's part of the Crimson Jihad, the end of earth, just prepare to die, the Muslims are going to get us their own jihad. See, think about that, too. Oh, we got to give up all your rights and have random checkpoints on the streets of America, but the borders are going to be wide open. Now, what happened? Tony Blair, on his last day in office last Tuesday, signed the European Union Treaty. First they tried to deny he'd signed it, then it came out he had signed it. Europe rejected this last year, but England's signing on to go under their laws, no free speech, hate crimes laws, no more jurisprudence, or the Magna Carta-type laws that England had. This is serious police state. It was in deep trouble. There were calls for Gordon Brown to either repeal this or step down. Now there's been terror attacks. Now everybody will forget. Oh, now we can have more draconian laws. This is probably what happened. They know there's real organic cells at these Muslim imams at these mosques where they allow them, they put it on British TV, they hype it, who say, kill all the Americans, bomb the British, slit their throats, murder them, we're going to kill them all, we're going to take over. Folks, if I started talking like that on air and said I was a Christian, I'd be arrested. Started saying kill people and murder and slaughter. Okay? So now that builds up all the fear, and then they've got real Muslims who will go out and do this, and so the door is open for them. Now that's guaranteed. And in every other case we've seen in England, you will find out that the head Wahhabist will be an MI6 or MI5 agent, or will be an asset and would have been paid millions of pounds, that's millions of dollars, and will be commanding them to do this. So what you've got is an agent, who, you know, with the big beard and the turban and the rest of it, giving them the orders. That's what it turned out with Sheikh Abdelrahman. That's what it turned out with so many of these other cases. It's in my film Terror Storm. The mainstream news where it turned out that the commander of the bombers on 7/7 was a known MI6 and was being protected. Of course, it turns out those guys were told they were doing a drill and were carrying bags. It turned out there were bombs on trains and buses that didn't have people on board. It turns out that there were drills being run by the government at the exact same time and the same things being bombed. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. It's just there's so many facets to this. But the bottom line is, when you give up your liberty, you don't get security. And there's no point. I mean, let's say there were 1,000 terrorists in every city, and they were going to start shooting us and killing us. The answer is have more citizens with guns. Have the citizens work with the police. I mean, Americans weren't afraid 1,500 years ago. You know, we had the German government trying to hire Mexico to attack the Southwest, and they did, and killed 23 people in one night. And Texans just got together with the Texas Rangers and went down there and took on the Mexican army and their German advisors and kicked their butt. You know, we don't need to sit here and give up all of our liberties in the name of some phantom menace of terror. And even averaging the 3,000, it's 2,890-something deaths, into the equation in the last 10 years, you on average are 400 times more likely to die in a car accident. Okay, I'm going to go over this. Car crashes kill 400 times more than terrorism. Car crashes kill 400 times more than international terrorism does in developed countries. The death toll from car crashes in developed countries is 400 times greater than the number of deaths caused by international terrorism, reports a study in the latest issue of Injury Prevention. This is a major actuary study for the insurance companies. In 2001, as many people died in the first 26 days on U.S. roads as died in the terrorist bombings of 9/11, the study shows. Again, 2001, as many people died every 26 days on U.S. roads as died in the terrorist bombings of 9/11, the study shows. The authors compared the number of deaths from international terrorism and car crashes in 29 countries of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD. That's the international debt holder on all the government investments. You want to know who runs the planet, folks? It's the Economic Cooperation and Development, Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD. Anyways, I digress. Between 1994 and 2003, they used the U.S. State Department's Counterterrorism Office database for deaths caused by international terrorist activity and the OECD International Road Transport Accident Database for 2000 and 2001 for those caused by car crashes. You want to know why we got the same laws England's got or why Texas has the same laws that Montreal has? It's because of the OECD, folks. They run the lobbyists, city managers, the comprehensive annual financial reports. They run it all. But that's another issue. So, you're 400 times, and it's higher, it's lower in some countries. higher in some, lower in others. But the point is, 400 times more likely to die in a car accident. And where's all the fear? I mean, you'd think that a giant asteroid was coming at the Earth to kill us all, the way they act on Fox and CNN. I mean, it's fiery apocalypse, black smoke, total destruction. The people are bracing for the worst. Will the evil terror strike America? Is Iran behind it? Should we invade? Meanwhile, I go rent One Day in September, the Academy Award-winning film narrated by Michael Douglas. And in that film, they admit that British intelligence staged the terror attacks with Muslim extremists in Europe. And they have the former head of the Russian intelligence admitting they staged terror attacks. The film ends with the German head of security at the time admitting that they staged terror attacks with Muslims. Now we have the Jerusalem Post front page, Israel staging the deal with Idi Amin. I'm sick of it, and I'm tired of it! You want to know what I'm scared of? You want to know what I lose sleep at night about? Knowing that the Western governments, ladies and gentlemen, funded Stalin, funded Mao, funded Hitler. I have all the documents. I have them all right here. I actually brought some of them today. I'm going to try to read them next hour to you. I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. They create these monsters, ladies and gentlemen. They build them up. Then they point them at us and tell us we got to worship them and give up our whole way of life. By the way, we're not going to celebrate the 4th of July in 3 days because we're celebrating hot dogs and fireworks. Those fireworks symbolize mortar shells and cannons, and our troops fighting 6-1, 8-1, 10-1 against the British, the most trained army in the world, because they were taking our liberties and our freedoms and enslaving us, and because the British cops were acting like thugs. I want you to remember that this upcoming July 4th, what America's really about, and that what that day symbolizes is under total assault. America is dying. We have to defend her. We're going to come back after the news, go directly to your calls, and then into all the...
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Take